This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So a federal judge has ruled that Harvard can discriminate against Asians for being Asian. And this is part of their so-called culturally conscious or socially conscious admissions program to discriminate against you for being Asian. But the reason I bring this up is because according to the left, you can be whatever you want to be. So why doesn't every Asian just say they self-identify as Hispanic or Black or Muslim or whatever combination that gets them in? If Harvard has an algorithm that gives you bonus points for being African-American or bonus points for being Somali or what have you, then can't every Asian just say, today I feel Somalian, or today I feel, whatever. Just because according to the left, you can do that. According to the left, on Monday, you can be a gay Oprah if you want to be. And Tuesday, you can pretend to be a transgender Muslim. On Wednesday, you can pretend to be a female. Even if you're a biological male, suppose you want to go into the women's locker room on Wednesday, you can do that. Just by saying you self-identify as a female, you can join the women's track team if you want to, or whatever sports team you want. So this whole admissions program, see, this is why liberalism self-implodes. Because even according to the liberals' own rules, there's no such thing as race. Just like in their minds, there's no such thing as biological gender. As they say, everybody's gender fluid. You can decide to be whatever gender you want. Well, why can't you decide to be whatever race you want that gets you into college? And I'm serious about this. If they're going to discriminate against you, if you're an Asian, if they discriminate against you for the way you were born, how is that any different from all the years of when they said you shouldn't discriminate against gay people for being born gay, for example? And by the way, personally, I don't think we should discriminate against people for being gay or straight or Asian or Black or Latino or white. I think it should all be a merit-based system. And under a merit-based system, by the way, in terms of academics, Asians do awesome, which is exactly why Harvard has to artificially punish Asians for being achievers. Because you think about it, it's all these people at Harvard, these elitists, mostly white elitists, that just said, there's too many Asians around here, and we gotta make it harder for Asians. Let's punish the Asians. And so they did. They brought in a punishment system, and they got sued. And the judge says, well, guess what? According to the court, Harvard can discriminate against Asians. So then from that point forward, why would any Asian person say they're Asian? Especially when it turns out that Asians, their ancestors came from Africa. In fact, all of our ancestors did. That's what's so freaking hilarious in all of this. We're all Africans, folks. All our ancestors are from Africa, if you go back far enough. So can't Asians legitimately say, I'm African? Or just pull an Elizabeth Warren and claim to be Native American? Claim to be, Aleutian Eskimos? Claim to be whatever gets you in. You see, the whole thing becomes pointless. If you can make it up as you go and pretend to be anything, and that's okay with the left, then literally an Asian person can walk into the admissions office and with a straight face say, hey, I'm Black. Give me my 20 bonus points or what have you. Or they could even say, when I took the test, I was Asian. That's why I did really well on it. But today I decided I self-identify as Black. So you got to let me in because now you have to take away the Asian penalty. the Asian penalty. Think about it. You get penalized for being Asian. I've spent a lot of time in Asia. I speak some Mandarin Chinese. I lived in Taiwan. I've traveled around, Hong Kong and Malaysia and Southeast Asia regions and so on. Singapore, what have you. And, I've been around a lot of Asian culture. I'm very comfortable around Asian culture. And one of the things I've noticed is that Asian people tend to be very, very smart. academically. They're very smart. I mean, if you're in a school and you're competing for grades, and by the way, I was like top of my class in mathematics, got one of the highest scores in the country on college entrance exams. Actually, I aced math, science, and I think it was, English composition. Aced all those three subjects in my college entrance exams when I was in high school. And it was so unusual that my principal and my teachers were all congratulating me and everything. He's like, you scored one of the highest scores in the country. But the other guy that actually scored the same as me in my high school was a Korean guy. And he and I were always competing against each other academically. The difference being that I was on sports teams and I played football and ran track and everything, while he did nothing but parentally enforced studying for 14 hours a day on Saturdays and so on. So this guy was a bookworm, an academic, and he was very good. I just happened to have some God-given intelligence and a lack of studying discipline. So I was just blessed with it for some reason. And I was able to go ahead and play sports and everything. But when I got to college, and I was taking, you know, more mathematics courses and so on, just calculus, things like that, thermodynamics, what have you. And the Asians were kicking my ass at the college level because they were very smart, you know, whether it's Chinese or Japanese or Koreans. Those dudes are smart, and gals too, smart Asian girls. They are very academically capable, and they will kick your ass. But it doesn't mean we should punish them, right? Because I'm all about a merit-based society. If the Asians get the best scores, the Asians should get the admissions. And because I don't know about you, but if I'm going to be, you know, driving across a bridge that's engineered by some architect, I want that architect to be Asian, or perhaps German, for example. It's a lot of good. Germans are really good at architecture for some reason. I mean, I want the best qualified people to be the ones that are building the buildings and the bridges and designing the systems. I want the best qualified people. I don't want some like, I don't know, bonus case, you know, watered down physics course given to people to help them pass because they really weren't qualified for college, but they got in because they were the right race or the right religion or the right gender. I'm sorry, but that's and I don't want to live in a society built by people who aren't qualified. Or I don't want to go to a hospital and have a procedure conducted by a doctor who's not qualified, who got in because they were the right gender. I want the best doctor or the best architect or the best rocket scientist, the best physicist, the best aeronautical engineer. That's how we move forward as a society. And I'm sorry, not everybody's qualified to be a rocket scientist. Not everybody's qualified to be an engineer or a doctor or an architect for that matter or any of those things. Doesn't mean that everybody doesn't have some purpose. God has a plan for each of us. But don't force it. Don't try to force yourself into a school to study something that you're not qualified for while you're displacing the person who is qualified, which is usually the Asian guy or gal, by the way. just saying, Harvard has made discrimination part of their culture. So does that mean in Harvard, some racist person can run around saying that, I mean, what if a professor in Harvard said that they're going to penalize all their students who are black? I mean, that would be outrageous, right? But that would be entirely consistent with the culture of Harvard now, that has said, well, in admissions, we're going to discriminate against Asians. It's insane. Both examples are insane. You don't discriminate against people based on their race, their color, their country of origin, their religion, their sexual orientation, none of that stuff. But Harvard is doing it. They're punishing you for being born Asian. What if you're half Asian and half black? Does your Asian half, your penalty for being Asian, does it cancel out your bonus for being black? Or which half overrides the other half in terms of admissions? That's my question. What if you're half black and half Malaysian? Then which half gets counted? You see my point? Because liberalism is insane. Liberalism is intolerant. Liberals are bigots. And it's the conservatives who are the non-bigots, who are the most tolerant people, who want a merit-based society where bridges don't fall down on people and crush you and kill you because the wrong person got into the school because they were given an extra bonus score by schools like Harvard. Shame on you, Harvard. Shame on you for denying the academic opportunities for the people who are most qualified. And this is happening at liberal schools all across America and all across California, you know, the East Coast as well. It's a shame. Liberals are liars. They're deceivers. They're bigots. Liberals are disgusting. And they hate Asians. Oh, and they hate Jews too, by the way. And frankly, they hate black people. They just want black people for your vote, but then they ignore you for the rest of all time without actually helping you in the way that Trump is helping black people with more economic opportunities, more jobs, more business expansion, lower unemployment rates for African Americans all across the country. Democrats never did anything for blacks. Oh, except that Democrats ran the KKK, by the way. So I guess they did try to punish the blacks and they did have segregation. And oh yeah, Democrats also opposed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And it was a Republican that freed the slaves, Abraham Lincoln. So yeah, there you go. Real history for you. So whatever race you are, Democrats hate you. If you're white, they hate you for being white. If you're black, they ignore you and abandon you. If you're Asian, they punish you. I guess the only race they like, I don't know, is races that tend to make up the illegal immigrants. Then they love you. Then you're incredibly valuable. Oh my God, you're a precious child crossing the border. But if you're an American taxpayer living in California, they think you're a piece of trash. And they want you to die to make room for the illegals that are crossing the border to be the new Democrats to outvote you and displace you in the colleges and in the job market and just everywhere. They hate you, but they love the illegals. That's Democrats for you. Pretty sick stuff. Stay informed, though. Keep reading my websites, newstarget.com, naturalnews.com. And you can, of course, hear my podcast at brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. healthrangerstore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory-validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.